A pandemic, by definition, is bad. But you really know how bad things are, economically at least, when one of the world's richest nations, Saudi Arabia, is calling for shared economic sacrifice. Oil has meant Saudis are used to generous benefits and few taxes. The kingdom imposes no personal income tax. Saudis do pay a modest value-added tax on goods, but that tax is tripling to 15%. At the same time, the kingdom is slashing benefits for its subjects. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Nabt Finjan is one of the many coffee shops that have sprung up in Saudi Arabia in the past few years.
For here or to go?
For here. It's a cozy little place. Brick walls, soft music, young Saudis sipping lattes. 2 years ago, when I visited, this cafe seemed to have a lot going for it. Today, it sits empty. There's just the baristas making coffee drinks to go. Jim Crane is an energy expert at Rice University. He says the pandemic has hit Saudi Arabia's economy hard. That's because it relies so much on one commodity, oil.
You've got something like a third of the world's people, you know, not moving around, not traveling like they normally do. When you have people on lockdown, you basically have oil demand on lockdown.
The price of oil has dropped to historically low levels, Crane says. And that's not all. Saudi Arabia used to make a lot of money from religious tourism. That has dried up. And then there are the thousands of businesses that have had to close down as the disease spread.
So they're in a tight spot on three levels.
Earlier this month, Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jaddan went on state TV. He told the nation that starting July 1st, they'll have to pay a 15% tax on all goods and services. This is a crisis we haven't seen before, he said. The changes will be painful for everyone, but they're for the benefit of our country. Jim Crane says the tax hike took many by surprise.
Well, it's really unusual. I mean, so the Saudis basically abolished almost all taxes in the 1970s after the big oil boom.
Since then, the only time that the Saudi government imposed new taxes was in 2018, and that was just 5%. Crane says there's a reason why autocratic countries are cautious about raising taxes.
It gives people who are contributing to the government budget an incentive to say how their contributions should be spent.
In Saudi Arabia, it's the royal family who's in charge, so the public doesn't have a say on how government money is spent. Joanne Clark, a tax expert in Dubai, says the Saudi government did signal a tax increase last year.
I think everybody expected it would be to maybe 7%, 10%. Nobody, I would say, predicted that it would jump as high as 15%.
Clark says some business owners are worried about losing customers to other Gulf countries that have lower taxes, like Oman or Kuwait. Abdullah Arab teaches sociology at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. He says his relatives in Saudi Arabia are already reconsidering big purchases.
One of them, for example, told me I was planning to buy a house. Now I need to consider if I'm going to buy the house now or wait.
Arab says even with these new taxes, Saudis are well cared for. Healthcare is free, so is education. The government supports the poor, and right now it's paying up to 60% of salaries because of the lockdown. That's been the case for Dima Fetiani. She's a business consultant in Jeddah, a city in western Saudi Arabia. Fetiani says she's been helping small businesses in her city, coffee shops like the one I visited. Fetiani says the new taxes make good financial sense, and they're long overdue.
We didn't need a pandemic to understand that we've been spoiled for decades right now, but we need to take an action and take responsibility and be part, a real part of this country.
Fetiani says she trusts the Saudi government to get the country through this crisis. If anything, it's the people in the U.S. that she's worried about. We've heard a lot of people have died there, she tells me. Do you have enough gloves and masks? Well, that's another story. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.